Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And I'm Michael Evans.
And what we do here at the Liars Club is we get one of our comedy pals to come on and we ask them to tell two stories. One is a truth, one is a lie. They never do their fucking homework. We cross our fingers and hope it pays out. But anyway, so that's what we do, right, Jessica?
That's correct. And let me introduce our guest. I gave her the rules, I think, three times.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Comedians.
I think I'm going to need them a fourth time.
I love this woman. We took a trip down south together in a RV, and that's where she stole a cat. While we were shooting a little movie, and there was no air conditioning in this thing, and she brought the cat back up here. This poor cat, I'm sure, had a home down there. Uh-huh. But now she has a home up here in Los Angeles.
Wow.
I love this woman. She has hilarious sketches on Instagram. This is Ms. Dale Harrison.
Thank you, guys.
Welcome to the show, Dale Harrison.
Now I stole two dogs.
You stole two dogs, like, out of people's yards?
Out of, I rescued them from going to the ASPCA. But, they were in New Orleans needing a home.
Yeah.
I love stealing pets from the South.
Yeah.
From Southern pets. They're
really?
The best.
Yeah. Tell us why they're the best, though. Tell us why.
They got good Southern hospitality. They're kinder.
Yeah,
they speak.
The manners
are
great.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. So you did the podcast when we were Zooming.
Yes.
And I hope you remember the stories you told.
Oh, I was supposed to remember the stories I told?
No. Just so you don't repeat them.
Oh, no. I will definitely not be repeating them.
That's one of the rules, by the way, Dale.
Okay. Is it?
Yes.
Guys, I think I need a fifth reminder of those rules.
I mean, if she could fool us with a story she's already done, more props to her.
Oh, yes.
Right?
It's so funny that we've had people where, like, three quarters through the story, you start thinking, God, this just happened to someone else. Always there repeating their same stories.
Yeah.
People that are like the smartest amongst us as comedians, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're just going to get started. So let's hear your first story.
So my first story. I had interviewed. I was back in the day, I had wanted to get this like waitress job. So I walked into this like fancy restaurant Tyson's Corner in Virginia.
Okay.
And
Tyson's Corner,
Tyson's Corner is like the Beverly Hills of Virginia. Like all like huge, it's like a Glendale Mall area, but like way more expensive, like Rodeo Drive inside a mall. So I was like, hey, are you guys like hiring? And this like lady with like her hair all over the place, was just like, yeah, but come back, So I was like, okay, what day? So I come back. I think it was like Thursday. I came back and she told me to come back like Tuesday. She was like around like 11:30. We're about to open and that's the best time to talk to you. It's a seafood restaurant. Like one of the like top seafood restaurants in Tyson's Corner.
What's the name of it?
L&N.
Okay. L&N?
It used to be like a seafood chain.
Okay.
Like L&N. I think they were bought by like McCormick's.
Like an L and an N?
Like
McCormick's,
an L
like
and
the
an
spice?
N. Okay. Yeah, because McCormick's it has a restaurant in New York. It's a restaurant.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
God,
did you know that?
I hope this is the truth because there's so many details already. I'm like, Jesus.
You guys have to get out.
Okay. You are not wrong.
Yeah, well, I've been in Tyson's Corner this whole time.
So I come back. Okay. And, I notice that the bar is like a little like messy,
What do you mean by that? Like, are the bottles askew? Is the bar top sticky?
When you go into a restaurant, you work in a restaurant, 11:30, it's like top shelf clean. Like, everybody, they've just folded up the napkins. Well, they folded up the napkins last night, but I'm talking about 11:30, they're ready to open. But the bar is like a little like messy and like the floor isn't that swept. And so she immediately starts to tell me that they're short staffed and that they need someone that can come in and is clean. So I was like, okay, you know, and she was like, and mind you, we're paying like top dollar. So now top dollar back in the day, okay, you know, at a restaurant, you make $2.13 an hour. Okay, so top dollar for them was like $4 an hour.
That is top dollar.
That was like straight top dollar. So, but, you know, she keeps stressing we need someone that's like clean. Okay. So I was like, well, you know, I'm a clean person. I grew up cleaning for my grandma, you know, so, you know, and then she goes to like, do, you know, do one of these, like, you know, like something in my throat or whatever. And I look over to where she is and I think I saw something go past, like, you know, like a vermin go past. So immediately I'm just like, you know, vermin, because, you know, I just hate this, guys. I hate to say, but anyway,
you hate to say what?
I hate to say rat, you know, you know. So anyway,
mouse.
Well, see, the thing about it too is
vermin is a lot of different things. We have to be clear on what the story is.
Okay, well, let me just say, it wasn't a rat. It wasn't a mouse. It was like a teenage rat, like not fully, you know.
Yeah,
like,
he was on a skateboard. He had a backpack, huh?
Yeah. not hormonal. Exactly.
trying to get out the house to meet his boyfriend. So, so anyway, so, you know, I don't say anything because it's the, you know, so I do one of these, like, you know, but she doesn't look, you know, like, you know.
Shocked.
Yeah, she doesn't look shocked. And then, you know, coupled with the bar being messy. So, you know, immediately I started being like, you know, my demeanor changed. Like, okay, you know, I forgot what she said, but anyway, it was something like, you know, what day can you start? So I was just like, I was like, well, I don't know, like how many, you know, shifts you got. And so then when she's explaining to the shifts, the thing runs by again. And this time we both see it. And this time I'm like, ah! You know, so
second time, the first time, no, but the second time.
So because the first time I'm trying to give you the impression, you know,
I just want to commend you on that acting.
Yeah, yeah, that's
you know,
a good
you really pulled that out. Yeah. That was great. Yeah.
That screams.
I mean, you know, it was followed behind the top dollar. So that's why I was trying to keep it together. You know what I'm saying? So
I feel like as an exercise, we should all try to be afraid and scream that we just saw a rat. Because I'm telling you, that was really excellent.
That was really good.
Like, could you do that, Jessica?
Like,
how was that? Was that good?
Wait, Felicia.
Well, I'm still embarrassed about mine. I'm really feeling it. Yeah,
that mine was horrible.
Yeah, yours
you
was the best.
You gotta be more scared, you know. But anyway, this lady is not like, she is not like, you know, I'm like, and she is like, this is a restaurant. What do you expect? So she was like, I told you we need someone clean around here because we need to keep it clean. So immediately I was like, okay, well, I was like, let me, you know, let me go. No, she was just like, okay, so, you know, call me. I'll call you by Thursday or whatever, you know. And, you know, of course, Thursday, I don't, you know, even try to answer the phone because I already know that I'm not going to be cleaning up. You know, if one is running by, I'm like, no, I'm not about to be cleaning up with no others in the restaurant. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but then
I will say it's a seafood restaurant. I mean, there are vermin in all restaurants. Like, you might as well get used to it. But in North Carolina, we'd always go to the seafood restaurants on the coast and they'd always have like 50 cats outside, right? Because they would just eat all the...
Because they were smart, because they needed that cat smell to make sure they weren't running in and out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, you know? And they're southern cats, so they're actually really cool cats.
Yeah.
And they're great manners.
Yeah, good pets. You know what I mean? Right. Very grateful.
Yeah. Okay. So,
call
but
back,
anyway,
Michael. Thank you for saving this.
Hey! But well, my dad always make the joke, like, well, guess we don't know what we're eating.
I hate to hurt your feelings. Everyone's dad do. Like, he was the worst with that.
Yeah, the dad joke.
Not good. Okay.
Anyway, I never responded to this lady.
So she did
call.
Uh huh.
And
did you just not pick the phone up?
Never just responded. I just decided, you know, I think I went somewhere else, you know, started working at a cheaper restaurant, you know, that didn't pay top dollar. But I ran into her like maybe a month later at this grocery store, and her hair was like even more a mess, you know, than it was. Oh, yeah. And why did she have on a shirt that says like Red Tootie Girl, you know? And I didn't
like I
don't know, because all I saw was Rat Girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, from, because I got the memory of the like rat running by, and then it says Ratootie, R-A-T, like U-D-D-I-E or something like that. I don't know what it
Ratatouille, means. Ratatouille, like the movie?
I don't think it was the movie. It was just like Ratootie Girl, like. I don't know what that means.
Damn,
I don't
man.
Know if it was
We
her.
Gotta figure out what she saw. What is, you know what I mean? What brand does that kind of sound like or something? That is...
Maybe that's a pasta? Like,
delicious.
Maybe I couldn't see, and maybe it was Ratatouille, but I just remember her being Rat Girl, you know, because she was not affected. So, you know, didn't
But
didn't
she
there.
Was wearing something... on her shirt at the store that definitely had the word or had RAT in the beginning of the word.
Yes, RAT.
Okay, that is,
the word,
you know.
And girl and underneath.
Very obscure to invent randomly.
I think that woman
right?
could have been wearing anything and you just would have automatically been like Rat Girl.
I probably put it there. I probably put it there.
Did you ever go back to the restaurant?
No.
Have you ever eaten at one of them again?
No. At all. Like, that restaurant is canceled.
Yo, L&M, they're gone,
would
baby.
Would you eat at the McCormick's restaurant?
I think I have ate at the McCormick's in New York, you know, but that restaurant. Mm-mm.
So did McCormick's, it turned into a McCormick's or what was the story? I'm sorry.
They owned it.
I think they owned it, you know. I don't know if it's still
no
there.
Googling. No, Googling. That's one of the rules. That's one of the rules.
Can't look it up. Okay.
Don't you dare.
Thank you for saving problem. That.
Yes, I'm divisive.
That was a close call.
Wow, seriously, if you would have even woke that thing up, you fucked this whole thing up. I mean, that would have been yeah. Fire.
Wow, that is a great first story.
Way to keep it kind of open ended, you know. But it's just a good callback. You see this? Where was she at? Did you saw her?
The grocery store. You mean in the 3 months later?
Right.
Yeah.
So you still
said it was like
area.
A month later, though, or 3 months later.
It was like over a month later, like, you know, a while after the call, you know, a while after I decided
to you, you fucking child,
a while after I decided.
Fair enough.
I like it.
Okay. Oh. Wow. It was kind of confusing story at first. So I'm very curious to see how the style of how you're going to tell your next story, because it was the front of your story was kind of chaotic. Like, it took me a minute to kind of like.
I think that was kind of the picture she was trying to.
Well, it was chaotic.
Give us because of the mess.
Yeah, it felt like I was right there in the bar.
Yeah, bad, messy ass bar. Yeah. I mean, could see it clearly.
Yeah,
how the story unfolded was a little chaotic. So, and then, but there were so many details.
She had a lot.
We got a real mystery on our hands if there's anywhere near this much detail in the next story.
Yeah. I mean, you did name the restaurant too, L&N.
Yeah.
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 Man, do we even know for sure that's a real restaurant?
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Well, don't nobody pull out their phone.
Okay. I mean, when's the last time you were at Tyson's Corner, Michael? Do you remember L&N?
Oh, it must have been, you know, May.
Yeah.
Probably May.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you eat at the seafood?
Twice, actually, yeah. Oh, okay. On the same day, breakfast, and then we went around 7.
Did you ever actually eat at that restaurant before that experience?
No. Yeah. I just always passed it because I worked at this other company called Booz Allen, which is like a famous like consulting company. But then, you know, I was finding the artist in me, and I just wanted to like leave corporate, you know, the corporate style of working alone. And I thought I was going to just go ahead and get me a restaurant job. And that was just.
What did you do in the corporate world?
Corporate world, I was an administrative assistant.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I wound up going back to the corporate world because, you know, For the money, because money, and then I've wound up going to school to be an IT tech.
You didn't get this job and you went back to...
No. Later, I went back to the corporate world. I didn't get this job. Okay, I go into some... I wound up going to some low-budget mom-and-pop restaurant that didn't pay top dollar.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's move on to your second story. And by the way, if you're a first-time listener, Michael is writing these stories down. And then he's going to do a recap at the end in case we have any loose questions.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Loose questions.
So, you know, this was actually around the time I was on the show the last time, you know?
You know what I love? The first story is so chaotic when you start it, and now you're like, so.
You ready for this one?
Time. Now you're, okay, continue.
So I had posted, you know, on my social media, okay, you know, a funny joke that got shared by a lot of people. You know, I was very happy because it started having people to randomly contact me with like opportunities. So one opportunity was from this guy who hosts this show over here in Hollywood. And he was like, I'm going to refer you to a director friend of mine that is casting for like this movie, you know? So I was like, bet, you know what I mean? The audition was right here in Hollywood. And I go up to the place. First of all, I go up to this like warehouse style place, you know, which is could be considered like an art studio. It's not like a casting place.
Yeah,
it's
well,
like,
we've been to those places before. It's like a, I have, haven't you? I mean, yeah. All things comedy is like in a warehouse.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
You know, so that's why I'm not as alarmed, you know, by being invited to this kind of place. Because, you know, when I get there...
That's such a comedian thing to say. I wasn't alarmed that I was invited to a warehouse on the outskirts of town.
That would be the story on the stand when I first start telling my piece of, you know, my story. But it had like the old school elevator. And
what do you mean?
The old school, the kind that, you know, somebody has to like take
the stairs.
Yeah. No, the kind that like, you know, some, you know, a weird person sits in there and is all day, you know, like it's like a toll booth, but an elevator.
Like, where you have to go like,
yeah. Oh so
like a haunted mansion.
Yeah.
There's a guy that works in there.
I've never been to one.
Who is that guy?
He works in there, but then after you get off of the elevator and you finally get to your room, he appears in there too. You know, one of those kind of guys. But anyway, so I get off the elevator. You know, I go up, I get off the elevator, and the hallway is like super dark. So... But there's not like a sign-in sheet. It's just like me in the hallway and dark rooms and I don't know where to go. So I'm trying to call, like I'm trying to text the, you know, the guy's number so that I can be like, I'm here, you know, but of course I have no reception in there. And, you know, finally a door opens and it's like well lit. And then there's like this beautiful like art studio, but I feel like I'm in black and white. Like, I don't know how to say that, but like, I feel like it's just like a gray, like I'm the only like color, you know, even though like I was the only color walking in the room. So, you know, this guy, you know, just like, you know, after he opens the door, he like, appears and he's just like, oh, wait right there, you know, and it's just, it's fine because, you know, we've gone through a lot of auditions. But when he comes back, whatever was around that corner sped him up times 10. And I'm talking about, I could not even like get like, so he was like, we have a movie and it's going to be great, you know? And I'm telling you, I got to show you the work I did the last time. And he was like pressed to show me like all the black people he had worked with before, you know, like, so I could feel like,
oh, so it was a white guy.
It was a white guy.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And it was, this was referred to me by a black, you know, black biracial guy, but you know, there's no such thing as biracial in the black race. Either you're black or you're white. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, it's referred to me by like this black guy. So I'm like, oh, okay, he must be cool. But like, he's trying to show me, but I'm talking about, he is talking like, you know, I'm not like, you know, it's, I can't even keep up with the conversation because it's just like, and I'm telling you, and we have a film and it's going to be good and it's going to be great. And I submitted it to some festival before and give da, 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 da. So I'm like, okay. So I was like, well, you know, is there, this is like after 10 minutes of him talking, I'm like, is there like a script, you know? And he's like, oh, yeah. You know, so he gives me the script. And then he was like, you know, just take your time. And he doesn't give me a chance to even like digest the script. He's talking for the entire time I'm trying to read the script. So then I was like, OK, I was like, well, you know, I think I'm ready, you know, to go ahead and read. So I read, you know, he says, okay, just get on any wall. Like, so it's like an all gray. I told you it's like all like a gray right. area. Like, okay. So there's just like this regular gray wall and he just turns the camera around and he's like, oh, this is perfect right here. This is perfect. So, now mind you, the movie isn't like, oh, shucks. The movie is like
disqualified. That counts. That counts. That could have been helped. Yeah. Someone's Googling up there. Yeah.
No phone calls in the podcast is one of the rules still.
The movie is like it's like an old, like whenever I have a piece of the movie that's like an old, like it's supposed to be like the 1800s. Like, I'm always like suspicious that they have a black character in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
why are you there?
Like, guys, you know, like, because immediately I think 1800s, am I about to play a slave? You know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know, he doesn't have me, like, this is not a slave role. This is like a, you know, some kind of like, police, you know, detective lady role in the like 1800s, you know, but I don't even get everything that the concept of the movie, because he has not stopped talking like all throughout the read. It was just like, you know, talk, tell me every detail. So anyway, so I finally get through it. So then he was like, okay, that was great. Now, mind you, at this time, he has like the, you know, the white foam, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like
he's foaming
the cocaine sniffing foam, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so anyway, you know, but I'm, you know, I keep doing like this, you know, because, you know, you can't have foam and the other person that's in the room.
They can make me do that.
Yeah. Like, and I'm surprised he wasn't doing it. Cause you know, we don't do this alone. Like we never do this alone. We don't do this alone. Like it makes the other people do it. You know what I mean? So, but I'm doing this. He doesn't get the hint. Okay. So he was like, all right, well, let's read it one more time. You know? So at this point I'm like, I don't even want this role anymore. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this is not going to work out. This director is like he is sped up insanely. Okay. But I read it one more time. And after I read it, I cannot make a fast break out of there. He, you know, normally they'd be like, okay, thanks so much for coming in. Got several people. He needed to show me other, like basically any project that he had ever worked on with somebody black in there, he needed to pull it up, you know. So I'm, you know, so I was like, okay, well, you know, I got to run because I got to be out of here by 2:30, you know. And then he's like, okay, so he was like, well, let me walk you down. You know, he's walking me down. Then he walks me down. We finally make it outside. Then he wants to stand outside, you know, and talk. So then I was, you know, I got to pretend I'm walking away. Then he comes back out and he's like, I think either I forget something or he comes back out and he says something or whatever. But I wind up, you know, saying goodbye, making my fast break. And I was like, you know, text the friend back and was like, thanks so much for the opportunity. And thanks so much that I'm out of here. And
did he ever call you about the movie?
No, I never got a call about the movie. No, this is the one call. Like, this is the one movie role in Hollywood I did not want. I don't care what, you know what I mean? That movie is probably on Netflix right now. And I'm like, no, thanks.
You know, what's interesting is both of your stories were about, yeah, that's just too high of a hoop. I'm out.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, people wanted more from you than you expected or just something
now, well,
different.
That guy didn't want any more from me.
Yeah, I guess that's, Well, but basically you waded into two things that you realized once you got out in open water. I don't like these situations.
Yeah. Well, the other one I was, the first one I was going for. Okay. The second one, someone was trying to bring me into it.
I need to know. So, I'm sorry. I need to know more about this elevator.
The elevator.
Was there someone working it then?
There was a spooky man to bring you upstairs. In the elevator. Like, so there was,
so,
you know,
they would stand in the elevator with you.
No, they're on the, like, a stool. Like, it's one of those, like, old buildings.
Yeah, but I thought you would be in the elevator and they would be like, okay, going up.
Where was this?
Because they're in the elevator all day. This is in Hollywood. So they're in the elevator all day. It's like a old, you know, old Hollywood bill. I don't know, but either way, someone has to take you up.
I see why you asked her about that elevator, because that is something. That's not. I have been in Hollywood for a very long time. It's kind of sad, but I haven't seen a person like that in New York back in the day a little, but not here.
Well,
and I've been to the one with the cages and all that, and you're like, ooh, this is creepy.
Cages?
Well, no, you got to slide the cage across, in Fatal Attraction.
There's something that had cages in it. I was like, what are you talking about?
You know those casting calls with the cages? The worst.
Yeah. Well, you have to dance in them.
Yeah, you end up there.
Like, what's up?
Yeah, it really jams you up all day. You end up there
if you're lucky. All right. Wow, that you can
spin a yarn.
You spin a yarn. That is 100% the truth. Like, you must have like carpal tunnel writing all that down, Michael. That was a hell of a story.
Yeah, I actually started wondering, like, I wonder if it looks strange. I don't think I've stopped writing this whole time. But you never know what details
are
will end up crucial. Yeah.
That was quite a story. I mean, you know, the thing that I thought when you started that story is you said it was around the time you did the show the last time, right? And
love you. Don't tap on that like that.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. That's one of the rules.
It's these nails. These nails make you tap on something.
She's doing Morse code with somebody next to her.
I know.
She's cheating. The rules out here again.
She's Morse coding the elevator,
you know,
man. Come get at me in the podcast. Yeah.
You know what? Guys.
Okay. So I thought, you know, we did that podcast on Zoom, meaning it was the beginning of the pandemic. So I can't imagine that auditioning was going, because auditioning now just only started being in person again. And so I can't imagine that you went to an in-person audition.
And got in an elevator with a guy that close.
That close, yeah.
Sniggity, sniggity, snap.
If he was doing this, that means he wasn't wearing a mask. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, but when was it? When was it? No, because it wasn't all the way shut down.
No, I was perceiving the stories to be further back as well. Like, in my mind, this happened in, like, 2015, maybe, you know?
No, but she said right around the time that she did the podcast.
And we didn't start doing the podcast
for
a minute.
Fuck.
Yeah,
we're stuck inside.
That's, like, in the fall of when it started. Summer, fall, right? Like, end of summer, fall.
End of summer, fall. Because remember when it first started, it was like completely shut down. And then they thought in the summertime, it was going to be like a little loose again. Remember?
Yeah, that's what Trump told us.
Yeah. So then, you know, when Biden got in, he was like, oh, no, everything opposite Trump said. So then we started, you know, adding social distance. But before you could like pick, you could decide what you thought was the truth and go forward. So a lot of people was doing that.
Oh, I fucking love that you're just holding to the line. Yes. I think that's the line. I'm not going to make any, like, super announcements, but Jesus Christ, that was hilarious.
I mean, I don't remember how, what our, you know what's so funny? I remember the last time I think that we all, like, or I don't know, remember we had someone that had just landed from Brazil right before the pandemic started, had just traveled.
True. Oh, that was Kimmy D. She'd come from Italy.
It hadn't really hit yet.
And
right?
she's like, true. And we were like, oh.
Well, it was funny. You go, well, should we all, you're like, you just landed. She's like, oh, I just got back from Brazil. And you're like, you just landed. And this is like, it wasn't serious yet. A lot of people still in denial. If you really didn't want to believe this, you were still out at this point. And so like you being like, should we all be in there together?
But
I remember being like, is it that serious? Come on. And it was
that
serious.
On Zoom, that's a different story. Because we were still in the studio when that happened.
Yeah, but that was right before the shutdown.
Yeah.
And we did like 3 or 4 months where we didn't really podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started doing the Zoom. And then Adele did it right around that time. So I think it was end of summer of the year of the beginning of the pandemic. So, right. But at that time, things were seriously shut down in LA.
And I don't know if this is a good time to bring it up. I also think that Adele told a story last time about an elevator.
Elevator?
No.
Elevator?
No.
What would happen? You remember nothing else about the story?
The elevator.
There was an elevator, though.
Yeah.
I know. I do. I think I remember an elevator story from you. When you started it, I was like, oh, this sounds familiar.
Oh.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No. No.
Okay.
That was not the same story.
She's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
No, I think that part, she's telling the truth. That part. Yeah.
What?
But when she was defending earlier, that was like, I see how you lie.
Yeah, what's throwing me off is the man in the elevator. I know that's crazy, but it's like everything else I could see happening, you know? Right. Meth head trying to get you in a movie. Sure.
This is like literally. Yeah.
Happens to all of us.
Yeah.
Hold on. Meth head or coke head? Meth heads don't direct.
You'd be surprised.
That's a great point. Come on, let's give some respect to the cokeheads.
Cokeheads are ambitious.
A lot of balling-ass, high-functioning addicts.
Okay.
You know?
Fair enough.
Toxic world, but the truth is the truth. You know what, though? I mean, well, we should do the recap.
Okay,
I mean, now
just,
that I'm looking at this overview, it feels hot. It feels obvious.
Okay.
All right, so this first story. We're in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Where we've been 1,000 times.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
LNN, the old watering hole for seafood. she wanders into this fancy seafood restaurant, LNN, to be like, are you hiring? Because I want to leave the corporate world. And the lady's like, come back Tuesday. She comes back like Thursday. And when she comes back this day, she notices that the bar is a bit messy. Like, also, hold on. Did you come from the corporate world? You've been there a long time? It's a keen observation to notice that the bar is messy. Like, that's like a restaurant world experienced person. You done a lot of that?
Well, I've eaten at a lot of restaurants at that time.
That's fair.
So,
that is a far funnier answer than I possibly could have imagined.
Corporate world is like happy hour.
Killer.
Like, you know, that's what we do when we get off. Happy hour.
Damn, dude. So you were so corporate. You just, All right.
And
well, that's why I went there.
When you first shared that piece of information about the bar, you defended it all like, you know, everybody knows in the bar business knows that it's going to be not cleaner than at that point at the beginning of the day.
Yeah.
No, not cleaner, meticulously clean.
Okay.
Because you're about to open.
All right, Dale, Michael.
Woo. All right. So, I mean, the bar's pretty messy.
I'll do my own recap.
No one's ever said that.
Like I said.
No one's never even crossed somebody's mind. Okay. Basically, it's messy. It looks like shit. The floors aren't good. And she goes, we're short-staffed and we need somebody clean. Are you clean? And this is for top fucking dollar, lady. And just then, a cool-ass teenage rat on a skateboard does a kickflip by in the back, and she catches it out of the corner of her eye. And then the lady at this moment is like, hey, so when can you start? Like, she's really trying to just keep it plugging along. And then the rat goes by again, but this time they both noticed it and reacted. And essentially from there, she just ghosted the whole situation. She left there, never answers the phone. What, a few months down the road? A couple of months?
A while after
the phone call thing. She sees this same gal who we never got a name on, but do you know her name?
No.
I mean, because maybe it could have been some sort of pun in the shirt That could have been important.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe it said rotisserie. No, that doesn't work.
Whatever it said.
No, believe me, I'm going stretching for it.
Rat girl.
Okay. Rat girl.
So she's wearing some sort of, I'll be verbatim. She's wearing a Ratatouille t-shirt. Ratatouille girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's the first story.
Okay. All right. Do we have any questions? I mean, I think we've beat that story to death. Any other questions?
May I ask what color this lady was?
She was white.
And yeah, rat girls are always white.
Well, because you said her hair was a real mess. Did she have curly hair?
Straight, messy hair. Straight.
Was it frizzy
sandy,
or like
brown, you know,
rat girl.
Trailer park hair?
Oh my God. I might be a rat girl.
No. I'm talking about distinct, you know, like.
Slept on.
Like before bedhead was big.
Yeah.
She might have created it.
Okay.
She was like ultimate bedhead.
But check this out. As many turns as there are in that and the Ratatouille t-shirt, what's going on? Listen to this. Remember where this shit starts. The second story starts here. She posts a stand-up clip and it does well.
Yeah. I forgot all about that. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, man. I'm glad I was writing this shit down.
But was it a stand-up clip or was it a joke that you had written down that went
like
viral?
Like a tweet. Like you just wrote it.
No, it was a clip of me performing.
Okay.
So it does pretty well. Opportunity ensues. Long story short, she ends up introduced to a casting director, sort of somewhere obscure in Hollywood. Yeah, casting director.
Yeah.
Who's also maybe overseeing some of the casting somehow. I don't know. Casting was mentioned, and that's what's important about the opportunity, right?
Yeah. Was it a casting person?
He wants you to come in and do a read,
that,
essentially, at least.
That gave you the opportunity, or was it a friend of yours who was a comic?
It was a comic friend of mine who introduced me to a director that was bringing in people because he showed me all of his previous work.
Okay.
So it wasn't like casting, like, here's who I've casted before. You know, it was like, let me show you the
but
project.
But the person that introduced you to that gentleman
produced
was
a show
comedian.
Across town. Yeah.
Yeah.
A comedian. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's, and the stand-up clip. That's where that connection is the producer of the show saw the stand-up clip and was like, you'd be perfect for my psycho warehouse friend.
Who was the comedian?
Tehran.
Oh.
Yeah.
Horton.
Tehran.
Tehran. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
You know the guy who hosts on Thursdays at the
Laugh
Factory.
Yes, I know, with the bathrobe.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
God, even I fucking knew. I was like, oh yeah, Tehran.
So like, check it out.
Not like, how many do you know?
Well, I knew a lot about her. Never mind. Go ahead.
She's invited to come do a read on this script at a warehouse on the far end of Hollywood, somewhere obscure. This is an old, you know, warehouses. You know, like a microbrew pub kind of situation. I think, you know,
warehouse style. So it's not a warehouse. It's a warehouse style. So it's like dark in the building, and all of the rooms are. I mean, like a loft warehouse, more like that, but like dark, like no light.
We're out in Hollywood, like what? Give us
smack dead in the middle.
Right.
Like what street?
Like Hollywood and Schrader, like how, like between Cherokee and Schrader.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Damn.
So, there's some creepy buildings over there because when I first got here, I worked for this show called Alone, and they do it in. It's true.
It was on CISO.
No, I mean it was a live event, but it was in this creepy building because it was like a haunted house, but you go through it alone. So we had played the characters. Mm-hmm. It's like it's a lot of twists and turns, and there's some creepy buildings there in Hollywood. I will give her that.
You never told me that.
I didn't know you back then.
I know, but I know so much about you. Like,
it was really fun.
You should have found her on Facebook, told her y'all were going to be friends, and then told her about these creepy brothers. How dare you, Jess?
It was a good time. It's very interesting. I wonder if they're still doing it. I'd like to see it.
Yeah. But they changed the name of it.
It's always called Alone.
And now it's called Alone Again.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry about that one. Okay.
No, that was killer. Okay. Okay. So they get, she's in the warehouse. Now, the warehouse is odd. Like she says, a lot of hallways, not a lot of lights, 1800s old weird elevator with the cage thing, and an attendant.
Hold on. She didn't say there was a cage
thing. That was right. That's true. So that was you.
An attendant.
There was an attendant in
the elevator.
An impossible attendant that didn't get in the elevator with her, but was in the next location upstairs when she got there.
Did they say anything to you, the attendant?
I think that was...
They were in the elevator.
Did they say anything to you?
They just asked me what floor.
Just one person?
Yeah, just one person.
Okay.
Because, you know, they don't got no attendant assistant.
Oh, okay. I thought there was an attendant
assistant. But is this building that busy that... they would need someone there all the time?
I thought that was a gender-neutral way. I didn't know I was going to...
I think it's that old.
It's just that old.
Yes.
But, I mean, I went... All right. I'm sorry.
So one old man was in the elevator. He stayed in the elevator.
He was never in there.
He never went in the elevator?
He was in the elevator.
Dude, this is we're catching it right here, dude.
I'm just curious if it's not that busy that they would hire someone to be there all the time to do it. You know, you would just say, take the stairs.
Take the stairs. Very old elevator.
Right?
I don't know. I don't know what their hiring thought process was. It doesn't sound up to code,
you know? How old is this elevator?
Well, maybe it was a freight elevator that was not normally operated in a sense that we all can intuitively operate a fucking elevator. Let's get past the old man in the fucking elevator. Okay?
We don't know that it was an old man. You're putting words in her mouth. We don't know.
She said they were old.
But was it a man?
Yeah, it was a man.
Yeah, an old man, right?
White man?
An eccentric white.
Man. You know,
a rat, ghostly. Old white man.
Oh, white man that needed his job, okay? Like, you know.
Okay.
She gets off up somewhere. It's still dark, but then a door opens. There's a bright room that feels, when she gets in there, like it's... somehow the 1800s, like it's black and white or something. And this very eccentric, fast-talking white is talking so fast.
And so
that's what I have here. Eccentric white starts presenting his black credibility. He starts naming his favorite rappers and just showing her pictures of basketball players that he likes and stuff.
And all his best black work.
Yeah, all his best black work. He starts trying to hammer home his credibility in terms of who he's worked with in the black community and stuff like that. He's talking at a million miles an hour. He's got shit in the corner of his mouth. She's trying to give him the signal. He's not picking up anything she's putting down. She goes, hey, yeah. Like, gets a word in edgewise. Is there a script? He goes, oh, yeah, holy shit, the script. And he's like, and she's like, okay. She's trying to look it over. He's still flapping his jabs. And then he goes... she goes, okay, I think I'm just ready to read. Fuck it. And he goes, oh, this will be perfect. Just right over here. There's like a gray wall. He's like, this is going to be great. And then let's see.
Michael, come on. He's like,
why is that out of order? Sorry, guys. This is a bomb now, huh?
No. It's all good.
Oh, and then she reads it. He goes, let's do one more read through. And she does it, and she's trying to bail as quickly as she can, but he keeps talking, keeps trying to show her more black folks that he's worked with. And then he's like, let me walk you down. You can't get away from her. And then you eventually leave. And that's it, I think.
Yeah.
Never got the phone call back.
Well,
did you ever get mad? Did you get mad at Teron for doing that to you?
No, not at all. You know, was okay. And I remembered something, too, is it was my keys that I had left. So I had texted him to bring me down my keys.
Oh.
And he brought me my keys. After I had left the building.
So he didn't follow you down.
He did. But then
he followed me down. Then he went back up. But then I had left my keys. So I had texted him like, hey, my keys are there. And then he brought my keys down.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
No way. I think that's... I mean, it's my vote. I never have an easy time. It's easy for me this week. Yeah.
What is your vote?
I'm going first story is true. Second story is a lie. If she made up the first story, this only just occurred to me, but she wouldn't have reported on a shirt she saw at the grocery store that she was wearing. She wouldn't have made it up where she goes, I'm just going to say a word that's not really a word and go, I don't know what the word, you know what I mean? Like, ratatouille girl or whatever would be such a genius thing to invent. for the story.
What if it just said like brat girl and she didn't see the B?
I mean, yeah. And also dodged a bullet working for that grown woman wearing a brat girl shirt. Yeah. You know? Not clean.
She's got the brats.
Then what's the trickery afoot when she said, oh, at the end, after the recap, oh, I left my keys up there. Like, so if that part is true, you know what I mean? That makes me think maybe that second story is true. By the way, I suck at this game. I can't see a liar. I can stand next to Ted Bundy and, you know, and I'd believe everything he would say because I just never get this game right. You know what I mean?
But, this one, this is really hard. This one's the way hard. She tells stories is, it's rough. Like, I
it's rough.
You don't know which is which, but I already know where I'm going. I'm going to vote.
Okay.
I'm going to say that the first one is the lie, actually. I'm going to say that the rat girl's a lie because I know you're going to get mad at me, but there's something about that elevator that I remember.
Damn, dude.
See, first you didn't believe the elevator. Now you're like, hold on. I worked at that elevator building.
You guys are out of your minds for believing that elevator
story. Was there a person that worked in the elevator, though?
She doesn't even know.
Yeah, the guy was working.
No, when you did the Alone show.
No, there wasn't. I mean, when we were there, we had to because we were acting, but...
What do you mean? Was there a guy working?
There was one of those old elevators, but yes, there was someone on there merely because they were part of the show, so they would get on the elevator and get spooked or whatever.
Oh, so they normally probably wouldn't have been there.
Right, but the fact that, you know, it had an old elevator... And I remember an elevator from her past.
Damn.
I did not have an elevator in my past. Dude. I wasn't born an elevator.
Dude, she is describing. You know what? She's describing going on that Hollywood Terror Tower hotel ride. That is the story she was basically telling. They bring you in there, weird elevator. It's old. There's a guy that's there, and then he's upstairs too.
I'm just hoping that I'm going, this is my psychic moment, and this is what I see in your past.
Yeah, I think if it was a real story, she wouldn't throw Teron under the bus like that. Teron, the comedian.
I thought she was saying Jerron. I'm sorry. I don't know why I heard that.
So, God damn it. I
just goes, oh, you know Jerron.
I'm gonna... God, that's hard. What do you think in the sound booth? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, boy. Yeah, that's how I'm feeling.
That's exactly what she wants you to think, but go ahead.
So you're saying the first story is a lie.
I'm saying the rat girl is a lie. Mm-hmm. She saw my good-looking hair today, and she was like, oh, I know what story I'm going to tell.
Lie about Tyson's Corner after all the memories.
Did that cool-ass, like, scream for us.
Yeah, man, she was so in the zone. She was so here for that.
Yeah.
Exactly why she would be at an audition.
I'm so foolable and optimistic, too. I'm so stupid.
I'm going to say the elevator story is the lie. That's what.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah. And only because he got it right last time, so I'm going to.
So everybody against Jessica. Oh, I'm used to this.
Story of your life.
Are we ready? Because I want to know.
Which story is the lie?
Felicia.
Uh-huh.
I just want you to know.
Oh, no.
You need to go with your first instincts. The first story is a lie.
No
fucking way. I never get it right.
You had it right, but then you.
You had it right.
You was like, second story.
I've never felt. Remember, I was like, I've never been sure. I'm fucking sure. Dude, this is it.
Browbeating me. She's browbeating.
You kept looking in the eyes. You know it. I was staring back at you like, trust yourself.
She didn't get that psychic feeling, but
I got you. No, but see that elevator. See that elevator. That elevator is located at 6814 Hollywood Boulevard.
Ooh.
Wow.
And I'm talking about this man. Okay, and this is why I told y'all about the keys, because I remembered it. Because I remember when I did y'all show, I did it on the Zoom outside. I was outside of the audition. And remember, the guy brought me my keys.
I remember
right
that.
Back there in the middle.
That was you. I remember that. I can't believe she's doing this outside.
Oh my God, you just won the entire Liars Club since it ever started.
That was sick.
Oh my God.
Yeah, what the
I was
fuck?
Like, thank you so much.
I remember that part. You were on the street.
I do remember that now. I knew that I saw an elevator in your past.
Wow.
I can't believe that you spent 3 hours with a coke-addled director, and then you did the show, and
not
you didn't tell that story.
Yeah. It was right before, but then I wound up having to tell him I got to go. I'm like, who tells that to the director?
Yeah. I got to go. I have a podcast of no consequence to do. On the street with my phone.
Okay.
6814 Hollywood.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to that elevator.
Rat white man.
I mean, they probably fired that white man because of the pandemic, and they was like, we don't need you no more. Ain't nobody else in here.
Well, but I'm definitely going. Remember, I'm going to film it. I'm going.
If you remember at the time, see, it was like people were like, oh, summertime is over. Because remember, they had lifted the mask for a minute.
They did.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's around the time it was. And then right after then, they was like, oh, we can't trust y'all. Put them back on. You know what I mean?
But which was a good instinct on their part.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, so, those are two great stories. Thank you so much. No, I'm totally serious. That was awesome.
I mean,
thank you so much.
The top dollar thing, the screaming about the rat, it was all a fucking lie. Ratatouille, girl? What the fuck?
I know.
Guys, made it up on the way over here.
Man. All right. Dangerous lady.
It was too clean, too, for me. It was too much of a comic story and a nice callback
to round
it
out. Jessica!
Oh, yeah, she fucking... She's Roger Ebert now, but she's got the full...
See? I knew I should have asked about the elevator.
No. You knew.
I know, I
you
know.
You knew. You was like, that second story is the truth. Yeah. You even said she wouldn't have threw Turan under the bus like that. You said it! And then you was like,
I know.
What do you think, Doubt?
Seriously, when I leave this podcast today, I need to reassess all my personal relationships because clearly I'm around fucking big fucking liars all the time because I can never detect one. But anyway, thank you for making me have that realization, Doubt.
I'm in deep water.
Those are great stories. Tell us where people can follow you and what you have coming up. Anything you want to share?
Guys, follow me on the gram. I am DEL Harrison. That is also my website, guys, in case you want to invite me to a non-coke director audition. Okay. I am DelHarrison.com. I have a song out called Never Give Up. I want y'all to go download it. It is to encourage you thank you so much. The ambitious people out there. It's called Never Give Up by Del Harrison. And then also you will find me, actually you'll find me here. Well, you'll find me at the Comedy Store often. I'm here this Thursday. I'm hosting at the Improv on the 29th. I'm hosting, headlining at the Improv, on the 16th. So just follow me on the gram so you could see where I am and make sure you download my song, Never Give Up. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for having me.
That was so awesome. And Michael, what about you? What you got coming up?
Every week or so I post dates of just stuff around town. I'm not leaving or doing anything like that anytime soon, but I post spots on my Instagram all the time. Follow me, Michael Evans, LOL, and download my song, Teenage Rat.
I got scared he wasn't going to finish the improv. That scared me that you saved yourself. Jessica?
Follow me at JessWellington2 across the board. Please also listen to my song that's about to drop. It's called Del Elevator.
You suck at it.
I'm love. That's a buzzer, baby. Love the buzzer.
Yes. Wow, you saved yourself there. That was a good one. I'm not even going to improv because I'm bad at it, but you can follow me across the board at Felicia Michaels. Do us a big favor. If you've enjoyed this podcast or any of our podcasts, why don't you hit that subscribe button and hit the like button? That would be a tremendous thing so we can get 1.4% higher spots here at the Comedy Store. Will you do that? And Jessica?
And you have been lied to.